We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every Monday at this time, we go live to New York. Joining us, CBS Senior Business Analyst Jill On Money. Always a great resource. Jill, good morning.
I feel like I didn't know this whole 20th anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, I was named as the replacement for a guy named John Cigna, who was from Brooklyn, by the way, originally. And he was on the morning show 18 years. And that was 20 years ago. September 17th was my first solo day on the air in the morning.
Wow. Well, years. That's something else. Good for you. Congratulations and happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. But as my colleagues, many have said, all right, enough already. Kevin's extended it till today.
And to honor Larry, I was the Grand Marshal at the Autumn Leaf Festival, the parade in Clarion this weekend, throwing out candy.
That's kind of nice. I mean, really, you guys are good. You're good citizens of the area, the metro area. Very good, excellent. And I think that after we're talking about the jobs report, you're probably pretty happy to have a job. So how I feel.
Yeah, well,
you know
good
what I mean.
Point.
Like it's oof.
Before we get to the jobs, I'm sorry the Jets had to go to England to lose. Wow.
I mean, it's really like insult to injury, right? Like, oh, I have to actually get on a plane, get jet lagged, and also lose. But you know what I say about this? Hockey season. Those are my two words. Hockey season around the corner, my friends. So yeah.
Tomorrow, Penguins start
down in Tampa Bay and watch them raise their Stanley Cup banner. And we'll be meeting your Islanders shortly. Meantime, at the end of the week, was it a surprise to you what the job numbers were disappointing?
Well, it was weird. It was like, at first I'm like, this totally stinks. Like I was in such a bad mood from, I would say, 8:30 until 8:55. And then I started really reading through the report and also talking to a bunch of economists who said, all right, relax. There were some problems in this report, but it may not be as bad as you think. So I was like, okay, tell me more. So let me tell you more now that we've all been able to digest this. We saw 194,000 new jobs added, and that the reason why everyone was kind of bummed about that was that that's about 300,000 fewer than was expected. So bummer, right? However, when you have these reports, they get revised for the two following months, and so even last month was a bad report, but it got revised higher. So there was some good news there. Then when you looked at the numbers, there was this very strange part which showed public sector employment down. And public sector education in specific was the problem. This actually may be something that is a little bit of a weird twist of COVID, which is teachers may have gone back earlier on the payrolls, maybe back in July, and got counted then. And we had a big, huge number in July of jobs, a million jobs created. And so it may just be like a little bit of like this weird quirk about that one thing. And then finally, there was, you know, obviously there is a lot of volatility in the system. But, you know, we really have to pay attention to the fact that, you know what, there is a job shortage and a labor shortage. And so there's a lot of folks who think they're going to fill jobs, but it's just going to take some time. So all of it together, it wasn't a great report, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was at the first blush.
That's interesting.
I'm confused because everybody tells us they can't hire enough people. Everybody on every level.
Yeah.
You name the profession, and then people say they can't get jobs. So what's the misconnect?
Well, you know, it's funny. Remember, like, in 2008, 2009, the Great Recession, we had a similar conversation about, like, oh, all these people are out of work. But then you'd hear from, like, these big employers, well, there's a skills mismatch. That's not what they're saying. They're saying there's an actual human mismatch. We don't have enough bodies. So, you know what there is definitely going on? A few things. One, there are a lot of people who were not ready in September to go back to work amid the Delta variant, right? And a lot of those folks were low-wage workers in, you know, public-facing positions, right? And so there was some element of, wow, this may be a variant issue, and maybe when the variant cools down a little bit, which it has already, that will improve. There's also another aspect of this that I think is really interesting, that you're right, up and down the income stream, people are really taking a good, long, hard look and saying, do I want to do what I was doing? Am I really happy there, or is there a different way for me? A lot of folks are calling this the great resignation, meaning that there are just people who are trying to decide what it is they want to do next in their careers, and that may take some time. So I think that this should actually start to sort itself out, but it is going to take some time, and I think we're going to see some more months here where we're not right back to where we were from before COVID, mostly because people were really emotionally and financially impacted by the last 19 months, and they are changing their lives accordingly.
Well, we'll see what happens next, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Take care.
Johnny Paycheck making a comeback, huh? That song, Take This Job and Shove It.
CBS is Jill Schlesinger. Go to jillonmoney.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.